After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Orange County After Show.
That's for you, Grant.
They really like us, don't they? Hello, Orange County fans. Welcome to The Real Housewives of Orange County After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight we'll be discussing Season 9, Episode 14, Fully Loaded. My name is Grant Rutter. I'll be your host tonight. And tonight with me...
Hi, everyone. I'm Sterling Cates.
And welcome to the show. We're picking up right where we left off at the crazy Laguna Beach dinner party.
At Lizzie's.
Yes. And it was just a little bit more tonight. We kind of reached our point last week where Lizzie really kind of just, Shannon really kind of broke free and was like, she's not, it's all on the cameras. She's not telling the truth. And so that kind of, we saw like the aftermath of all that. And unfortunately, it seems like everybody was just talking about her and, like, really just kind of being – I mean, this is a woman who's in distress who kind of reached her breaking point, and it seems like everyone just couldn't help themselves but talk about her.
Right. And what bothered me most about it, I think – so we got to see the whole fight in last week's episode, and so this was – I thought it was going to be a continuation of the fight. I thought there might be another confrontation, but really we saw the meat of it last week. This was really just Shannon outside. We see Tamara trying to restrain her, that whole deal. But when what I didn't like about this is when Tamara goes back in and her and Heather are talking, and even the next day when they get lunch, they're just portraying Shannon as she's this crazy person who's insane and needs psychological help. They need to call an ambulance
because
she's having
medicine.
Right. Yeah. And even when Heather suggested getting a ambulance because she's having a psychotic break, I was just like, really? Is that necessary?
Yeah.
I just didn't like how they were trying to paint her as this crazy person.
Right. Yeah. That's only going to make somebody more upset. That's just turning up the flame underneath them, because like then you start thinking that people think you're paranoid and you're a hot, like you're like a hot mess.
Yeah.
Which is like doable. But when once people start to make you seem like you're like not even in control of your own actions, that's when it's messy and it really can be like very psychotic in its own sense. It can be like a rabbit hole, you know?
Yeah. Do you think that Shannon's kind of outburst, if you could even call it that, was justified? To me, I felt like Tamara's reaction was way crazier. The screeching, like she was screaming way louder than Shannon was.
And you caught something too. She ran outside and she told Shannon that she's got her back, or what was the word?
Well, so when she was trying to call calm Shannon down, and she was actually physically restraining her, which was, I feel like, since she caused all this drama, she should probably just step away from Shannon in that moment. But she said, Shannon, we support you 100%. And then she goes right back in and talks to Heather about Shannon behind her back. So obviously... Tamara's definitely up to something here.
What the shadiest moment was for me was when she kind of backtracked and she said that when she drinks, she gets crazy and her actions all over the place. And it's just such a cheap shot to blame your behavior on alcohol.
Right.
She was not belligerently drunk. We didn't see her throwing back shots. I mean, that husband of Lizzie's was trying to have everyone have fireballs. Just yeah. a pain in the ass. Like, he really was annoying me. But, I mean, I don't know. They didn't.
I was going to ask
she
you.
She
wasn't
a mess.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you think. So the next day when they're at lunch, she says, yeah, I don't really remember most of the end of the night. It's pretty blurry because of drinking. She said she has a problem with drinking, blah, blah. Meanwhile, side note, she's calling Shannon an alcoholic and saying Shannon drinks too much.
Right.
But do you think that she's just blaming it on alcohol, or do you think she really just doesn't remember?
Oh, I think she's blaming it. Yeah. I do. I don't think anyone was really that. It wasn't that type of a party. It was a dinner party. They were eating with food. No one was really throwing shots back.
Well, even when they got further into the conversation, she knew what they were talking about. She was recalling events. So it obviously wasn't that blurry to her.
When Shannon was outside, she went back and forth if she should go back into the party or not. People were telling her to leave. Vicky came out and was like, you guys need to go. David wanted to go. If you were in her situation, you stormed out, would you go back into the party, tie up loose ends, or would you just bow out?
I thought it spoke highly of her character to go back to be able to face the music kind of on that one, because you know that whole time you're outside, everyone inside is talking about you.
Yep.
So to go back in and have the balls, essentially, to go say bye and apologize for storming out or whatever. That I think that's a big move. If it were me, I probably just would have left, because that's so uncomfortable. The people in there aren't your friends anyway, like, except for Vicky, and she was the one telling you to leave outside. So I don't know. I felt like I'm already outside. My husband's already outside. I might as well just leave at that point.
It's easiest to leave, but maybe she should have hung out and said something. I don't know if she should have said something or what, but...
Yeah. Well, at least everyone else left right after she left. What I didn't like about how when she did go back in and she's trying to apologize for her outburst, Tamara is interrupting her the whole time. She's just like, Shannon, like... trying to get a word in every during her little spiel, and I just let her have her moment. Let's call it a night. Nothing, like Vicky said, nothing's going to be resolved here now. So
I agree. Then she went in. Tamara went in, and she had this conversation with Heather, where Heather was like, "I'm finally having this revelation that, like, it's just I'm upset how you know you two of you kind of teamed up. You know, you didn't really include me, and like that was the she blamed that on the root of the problem, which was a little blurry, but that they kind of snuck that in.
Yeah.
But Heather said very quietly that she feels like that's why she's feeling that way, because of those two getting closer without her.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
When she said it, it didn't really make sense. But then when she brought it up to Vicky, I think she got her point across better. Mm-hmm. But to Vicky, it just seemed like she was trying to build an army while everyone is, you know, kind of scattered. She's trying to get people on her side. So I don't really know what she was trying to say to Tamara, other than she felt like, obviously, none of it is her fault.
Right.
And
Vicky feels as though that Heather should apologize. Shannon feels as though Heather should apologize.
Yeah.
But even Vicky said it, like, can she say that? Can she say, I'm sorry? And I don't think she can.
I don't think she can either. I think that, well, we've seen Shannon apologize before, but we've never seen Heather make herself vulnerable in that way. So
when Shannon made her exit, I don't know if you caught this, but it was really odd the way Heather had a big smirk on her face when she was leaving.
Yeah, almost like she won. Yeah, she like at that moment, she knew she won.
By trick. Like, she was kind of looking at her like, okay, you're out.
Yeah.
She's kind of giving her a little smile like, okay, she's admitting her fault and she's making her exit.
Right.
And it was almost like she got what she wanted. And now that could have been taken from another part of the episode where they snuck it in. But it was almost like she was so, like, had so much pride.
Yeah,
in that.
It was definitely more of a smirk and less of a, you know, a sad, like she felt sorry or anything like that. It was just kind of a proud moment for her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't take pride moments on someone who comes across as weak or having a moment like that. I mean, I don't really take pride in anything like that. That's lousy.
Right.
And I really, really like that Vicky feels as though that she can be a defense for Shannon. Even though, if you notice, Vicky's defense for Shannon is really only in her interviews and her one-on-ones.
Yeah, that's true. She's pretty much staying out of it at the dinner party, except for when she says she's going to the bathroom, but really goes to just tell Shannon to leave, basically.
Yeah. So Shannon left, and she said she felt deflated by the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't blame
she
her.
Seems exhausted. It's got to be exhausted, because she is continuing to be attacked by these people. Mm-hmm. I think, I mean, if someone was saying things about you that aren't true or about your character, about how you are as a person, you got to be defensive about that. You can't just lay down and let them continue to talk about you.
True. And she's going through all of her own stuff privately with her husband on top of it. And she's on the show. It's right after the holidays. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Right. And so the next day when Heather, Tamara, and Danielle are all at lunch, I thought, okay, obviously we all know how we feel about Danielle and kind of her irrelevance. But, and Tamara says that she doesn't really remember most of the night because it was blurry. And in her confessional or one-on-one or whatever it's called, she said, I think Shannon is confused because she never said the thing about Terry wanting to take the doors down.
And, I never said it.
And then she's like, well, maybe I did. Or I don't know. Yeah. Who knows? So obviously she doesn't even have her story straight for herself. So
that's something you remember. If there's so much surrounding that one line in particular and, you know, you've been asked about it. You've already were quick enough to say you didn't say it. To go back, like, I don't know how many days later this was, and to say you don't know if you said it or not is really questionable.
Yeah.
You know if you did. And I don't know. Like, I can't think of a situation where I'd be like, wait a minute, I really just don't know.
Right.
Like, I think that's really
she's
stupid.
So wishy-washy, and at the same time, she's trying to portray someone else as crazy. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense to me.
She also mentioned that when, like, Shannon was flipping out, she was really, like, she felt Shannon was coming across as being totally trapped in a situation and being totally like how she was with Simon, like there was no end in sight, you know. So she was relating it, that situation, back to her marital problems.
Well, of course, she's relating it to herself because she doesn't. None of these women think about anything other than themselves, essentially.
Look at Vicky.
Right, exactly. But no two situations are the same. They can't compare their marriage or their past marriages with someone else's marriage because it's not the same.
Yeah, it's just strange to me that she would bring that up because I don't know if the marriage really – I mean, it's just like to keep throwing her marital problems at her. This is something different.
Right.
I mean, one may affect the other in so many circumstances, but she's at a party with this girl who's defaming her character, like you said. I mean, that's the real problem at hand. So I think Tamara is just – Tamara. They gave the show to Tamara today. They really did.
They did.
Whether you like her or not, and not everyone really does like her this season. I mean, last week people really hated her because she was such a you-know-what stir.
Right.
And people called in when she was on Watch What Happens Live, and she was, like, genuinely, like, not excited for the calls because she knew she was going to get it.
Get some attention. Yeah, she, get some heat for that.
She felt as though that it was just the way it was painted towards her as being, like, she was being the liar and she was being dishonest and all these problems, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, she really...
Who knows, really?
And what was interesting about that is she said, well, am I really a troublemaker or am I just making the show worth watching?
Right. We talked about that a little bit last week.
Yeah. And then Andy Cohen said to her, he said, well, you're getting paid to be yourself, so you should be yourself. And he kind of said it to her almost like a school teacher to a kid, like, you know, like, you do realize, like, we're paying you to, like, not be
just
a producer.
Be yourself, yeah.
And so, like, I thought that was great that he said that.
Because
it
great
really
comment.
Is obvious that she's trying. And, I mean, hey, the last two or three episodes we've discussed have been around really what she's been up to.
What she's caused, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, she is delivering TV, and this is the highlight of the season so far was this dinner party. But I really don't like to see all this. I mean, that's the Real Housewives. I want to see it really play out.
Yeah, we don't want to know that she's producing these
things. Right,
you know, because then it just makes us question everything that's happening.
Exactly. I feel like someone like Heather is a little bit more smart, where she wouldn't go out there and say that she's being, like, a bitch to be a bitch.
Yeah.
But yet at the same time, like, she is, like, she's planting seeds. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's not going around bragging about it.
Right.
So that was really it. I mean, the Danielle, Tamara, Heather drinks were kind of useless.
Yeah.
Tamara had to tell everybody that they don't sleep, that Shannon and David don't sleep in the same
bed. Because she hasn't shared enough private information about Shannon's relationship. She might as well just, you know, continue talking about it.
What's left to say?
Yeah.
So we know that
They email.
Yeah, they email. They probably haven't been having sex. They get in fights. She drinks. He drinks.
Yeah, they don't go on any trips together. No. Yeah. Like, we know. And Tamara is telling the world.
She's really making this woman out to be a sad, sad soul. And I really still like Shannon. I feel the same way about her from day one. I feel like I know her, and I like her.
She's grown on me. So at the I liked Tamara at the beginning of the season. I feel like maybe she was kind of setting some things up that now we're finally seeing. But I liked her in the first portion of the season. And Shannon kind of gradually grew on me. I felt bad for her. I definitely have always sympathized with Shannon.
She claims in an interview that it was in the early part of the season, but from what she saw was an absolute replica of her life.
Mm-hmm.
So she feels that there's really no editing involved.
So she's just being herself.
Yeah.
Whereas so many housewives, how many have we heard from Danielle Staub to all those fools? Yeah. I mean, about all the editing, blaming on the editing, and they cut me this way. They wanted to make me look like the villain.
Well, of course they're going to do that when they look bad.
Yeah. But I mean, it's like, for once, it's nice to hear that someone actually is represented as they are.
Right.
And, I mean, we've been talking about this show first, and it always comes up. Like, is it being produced? Is Tamara turning on the waterworks just for drama? And so it's nice to hear that actually somebody on that show is real.
Yeah.
On The Real Housewives.
Yeah, it's definitely, I guess, refreshing for these types of shows.
So over in Coto de Casa, Vicky feels as though it's time to talk with Brianna. They had her and Brooks had that lunch, which looked like a beautiful spot. I would like to go there for lunch.
I've got
to
say, I said it last week too, but Brooks this season, I'm going to not talk about the past season and what happened. You know, if you isolate this season alone, Brooks seems like they've got their stuff together. And now he's moved out to California, and they're wanting to move in together when his lease is up in 9 months. So it seems like there's some mature things going on in their relationship.
I believe it was.
But I'm not going to defend him because I'm not going to set myself up for that kind of backlash on the internet.
Who knows? Because I feel like, I watched a video. I believe it was on OK Magazine. They interviewed Tamara in a video on YouTube, and she said that Brooks was really uneasy around the cameras, and he probably said and acted certain ways that he shouldn't have.
Well, of course, because Tamara's the producer for the show.
Yeah, there you go. So that's what she said about him, that basically he was uncomfortable, so he made poor decisions in the beginning, and now she seems to kind of has accepted him. But this interview was done in April.
Yeah.
Who knows? This was to promote the show. Now, since then, her and Vicky are no longer speaking, so who the hell knows why? I'm sure he has something to do with
it. I'm sure it does, yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think that Vicky should move in with him and give up her house? And
I don't know. It's a tough situation because when we did see Vicky and Brianna sit down with the therapist or the whoever.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Sanders.
Yeah, and so just seeing how they interact and seeing how not only is the move to Oklahoma a point of contention with them, but Brooks is just the biggest thing between her and her daughter. And I feel like that relationship needs to come first. But at the same time, Vicky deserves to have a relationship she feels comfortable in. Obviously, one we don't want her to be treated terribly in. Mm-hmm. But she also deserves love at the same time. So it's trying to find that balance between, prioritizing your relationship with your daughter or with Brooks.
Yeah.
So, and if that's even possible to have both. For her.
Yeah. Do you think the next step is to really move in together? I don't know if that really is the next thing that they need
to be doing. Well, this is 10 months. Well, I don't think they were rushing into it. Their conversation was, if we are naturally progressing to that point, and in 10 months we'll readdress this when the lease is up. But just so that's kind of on the back burner as an option, if when we get to that point, we feel like it's a thing. Right. And he said, but if it's not, then we'll know where we stand.
Right.
So I didn't think they were like, let's move in together tomorrow at 100%. Right. Mm-hmm. I think they're just kind of playing it by ear.
Could be. I mean, what's confusing is if, our loyal listeners and viewers, through our news and gossip over the last few months, we've learned that Vicky said that she's going to go out and date. And that she said that she was just going to go out and date people, and Brooks was going to be one of them. And she's open to many possibilities.
And she
and
never
many
really
different
did
men.
That. She kind of just went back full force into Brooks where we are in the season.
Right. But I mean, this might have been afterwards.
Yeah.
But that what's also confusing is 2 weeks ago, we learned that she's putting her house up for sale.
Right.
So it's like, okay, is she dating multiple people or is she selling her house to go move in with him?
Yeah.
So I'm sure this will all come to fruition in the reunion because somebody's going to ask, are you moving in with Brooks?
Totally. Yeah. And at the same time, we know that Brianna's in Oklahoma and she's having her or had her second child. So, you know, and obviously that's a huge thing for Vicky. So do you think she'll stay in Southern California?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Her business is here. She's a businesswoman. She has no talk to retire.
And she hates Oklahoma. So I don't think she would move there anytime soon.
No. What's interesting about this episode the most to me was the therapy session with her daughter and Vicky, Brianna and Vicky talking about the situation with Brooks and how Vicky still is holding out that everyone's going to work out together and they're all going to enjoy each other's company and woohoo. And
yeah.
I mean, I just don't think that's going to happen.
I just don't
get along.
Yeah. I just don't see it in the future. I think, well, obviously I feel like Vicky is very concerned for Brianna's future just as much as Brianna is concerned for Vicky's future. But did you feel like the therapist was kind of siding with Vicky the whole time?
Or did you think
Brianna was overreacting about that?
Unfortunately, I feel, and I have not been to a therapy session myself, but for what I've seen and what I've heard, I feel like the therapist always latches onto one side, just for what I've seen. And unfortunately, a lot of people...
Well, I feel like that would be not the best therapist to do that.
No.
Because you're supposed to be a mediator.
Yeah. I mean, this guy tried, but I mean, he didn't try hard enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, I've heard time and time again, just like Brianna said, like she feels like it's the two against her.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like not a good thing.
Right.
Obviously.
Especially when you're trying to get some... answers here.
Yeah, and Brianna, now some of our listeners don't care for her. I actually, like, feel for her a little bit. I know, like, you know, I see both sides.
Yeah.
But because, you know, she does kind of complain a lot, and she, you know, is an adult, and she blames a lot on her mother.
She does.
But, you know, I mean, I think she has a real good point, because she feels as though that, like, her opinion really doesn't matter, but of course she threw it back to everything when she grew up, about how she couldn't go to the school she wanted to do. She couldn't go to the school she wanted to go to. She couldn't go as a traveling nurse. And she's just really, I guess, her fear, like she said, is just to disappoint her mother, which I guess you never really lose. I mean, this is someone who has her own family.
Well,
now.
And because they're so close. But, you know, I think that all of those things, you know, not going to the school she wants to go to, not doing a certain career she wants to do, that all builds up. And when someone is stopping you from doing the things that you want or the things that you love, that adds to this whole feeling of resentment towards that person. And that we see that a lot in marriages, you know, when people hold people back from doing certain careers, that sort of stuff. So that resentment definitely showed in this episode. And just how frustrated she is that whenever she says something, Vicky just kind of puts it back on herself. Yeah. So, I mean, that's just how the relationship is. And that's kind of how it always been. It's like that attack and defend thing, which that the therapist talked about.
I feel like it comes down to their two personalities.
Yeah.
Brianna reminds me of someone like my sister is fairly passive and
she just wants to please Vicky.
And you know, just kind of go with the flow of life, and she knows what she wants and what she doesn't, and she's got her own family, and she's, you know, kind of going out there and doing it on her own. And then Vicky is someone who's just like so dialed in and like wants to be so involved and has such a strong opinion and feels one way about everything. I mean, Vicky does not have an opinion about anything.
Right.
And when you've got someone else who's trying to find their own way and needs some space and needs the support, it's just I think it comes down to their personalities, and that's kind of the dynamic they're always going to have.
Right, because that's how it's always been, and I don't know. Like, I feel like at the end of the therapy session, we didn't really accomplish anything.
No.
They just kind of left it out on the table.
Yeah.
To kind of see how it plays out.
Brianna always brings up the fact that Brooks has done terrible things to her, or she's been unhappy with him in the past. And I want to know more about that. That's come up a couple times now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of speculation, but what exactly is it?
Yeah, I know.
If you notice, though, he's always going to line for her. This week, the line was that he's never had more fun with anybody, male or female, than he has with her. and he always seems to kind of keep her, like, you know,
right
there,
where he wants her. Yeah,
it's a little manipulative, and I don't like the lines. I mean, I'm a realist, and, like, granted, like, you know, I like to have that fulfillment as well, and to know that I mean something like that. And she's been starved for that for so long that I totally see why she likes that. But it's almost like, oh my God, she, like, has, like, a little smirk on her face too. She's, like, taking everything so hook, line, and sinker, and it's just like, ugh, go date somebody else. Like, you know?
I just want to know where their relationship stands now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're watching all this stuff, we're hearing all this stuff in news and gossip, so I just want to see where we're at right now.
I mean, he moved there, the reports to California, the reports were that he drove her car, she gave him money.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
an opportunist, as we've talked about that.
Yeah, but so I wonder what the status is now and why no one's really called it out anything recent. You know, it seems to be just like that was all stuff from the past, and now everyone's just kind of, maybe we just accepted it.
Yeah.
But Brianna's got enough stuff to do. She, I mean, moving across the country like that is enough, especially being pregnant all over again.
I mean, she has a family of her own. Yeah, she wants, she should always want to make her mom proud and never want to disappoint her. But at the same time, she has other people that she needs to concern herself with.
Right. Well, we are enjoying the comments that we're seeing on Facebook for our show, and we really appreciate it. So we encourage you to like and comment and give us more thumbs up on YouTube and iTunes. So I've been checking it out. I've been reading them.
Great comments.
Yeah. I'm glad that there's such a conversation going on about this show because everyone has an opinion, and now that it's really getting beefy now and we're getting, you know, towards more towards like the middle of the season and the more towards the end.
Yeah, and tweet us. We love reading your tweets.
Yeah, so keep it up. We like it.
Good one, guys.
And the bad. Yep. All right, so now we learn a lot all at once because we're going to Tamara's for this big, long thing about her son.
Yeah.
Who we haven't seen in a little bit. Apparently, he got diagnosed with something that could affect his organs.
Mm-hmm. That was a few episodes ago when they talked about his iron levels and the whole thing.
But
and
now
if he
he's
doesn't treat it,
now he's got something else.
Yeah. So. Well, last week in News and Gossip, we talked about how he's engaged, he's going to be married, blah, blah, blah. Tamara was spending some time with him and his fiance, Sarah. And so, but now we get to meet his, at this point in time, his girlfriend. So
we
just think they just meet. Yeah, so they.
She carries a gun. She has a business. She has three kids. They're 11, 9, and 4. Her father killed himself.
Mom died of cancer.
Yeah, they live in Auburn, New California. I mean, they met on Instagram.
That's crazy. How do you even meet people on Instagram? Yeah. Well, I guess now that you can, like, direct.
Can you
message?
Direct?
Well, you can send a picture directly to someone, so like only one person can see it, and then you can have conversations under that.
Right, yeah.
So,
I mean, I have a friend.
I mean, I've never met anyone on Instagram.
I have a friend who met his boyfriend on Instagram,
really?
So I guess
that's so
possible.
Funny. Yeah.
I wouldn't know where to begin with that. I mean, to me, this is other platforms for stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like whatever.
So that's a lot of information that we got about her, though.
Yeah. So, it's in Northern California, 500 miles away, just what Tamara wants, you know. Now she's going to try to be a commuting grandmother.
Right. And she's going through this whole custody battle with her ex-husband and the whole thing, so she feels like she's being abandoned, and she also when Sarah walks in the room, she feels like Ryan is dating his mom. She thinks she looks just like her.
Oh, Tamara,
that they have so much in common. They're strong women. Like this whole thing. She's just blonde.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like
she doesn't
you.
Look like her. No, I mean, so they're single mothers and they have their own business. Okay. I don't know, the girlfriend's cute. I can't tell how old she is, but she has an 11-year-old.
Yeah, I was going to say, she has an 11-year-old. I would assume she's in her 30s, right? I would assume. I don't know. I guess we could look that up.
Oh, probably. I would hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, so I don't know. That conversation just got really deep. Tamara was really emotionally affected by the story about her parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rightfully so, but I feel like there's this boundary, though. When someone is revealing something really sensitive to you or something that's been really hard on them, it's just – it's weird when the person you're telling just emotionally breaks down and then you feel like you have no support there because now you're having to support someone else Right. And something that you're supposed to be the one being supported on.
True. Yeah, her reaction was a little over the top. But
yeah, I
it's
didn't
a com-
get that.
It's an accumulation
it was
of a
bit,
lot.
It was a huge thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But the beginning of when Sarah first gets there, they're talking about, oh, they just met 2 months ago. They have so much, you know, planning to do. They're just moving in together. They have so much more time they need to spend getting to know each other. But then at dinner, it comes out that they already have a venue picked out, a date picked out, all this stuff picked out for their wedding. So that's really shocking, especially for Tamara.
Tamara really wanted to be involved with that, and it didn't seem like Sarah wanted to involve her in any of
it. Well, so it's a sticky situation, though, because that's something you're supposed to do with your mom. Mm-hmm. Her mom passed away of cancer. I'm sure that's a very hard thing for her to be going through right now, mm-hmm. Not having her own mother there, let alone Tamara, who she doesn't even know.
Right.
But at the same time, you would want to include family, all the family you have, because you have them, you know?
True. True. I mean, even Tamara's mother said, like, you have to get us involved. You have to. Like, it's part of it. But I don't think that girl has any plans to get Tamara involved. She seemed really overwhelmed, but at the same time, she was kind of, like, cracking up. Did you catch it?
Well,
she kind of was, like, covering her mouth a little bit, and then they cut to her, like, after Tamara got up from the table, and she was kind of, like, smirking. She really was kind of getting a kick out of it.
I think she just felt uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Tamara's in the kitchen talking to herself, saying, shoot me, like, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And she just said that her dad shot himself.
Yeah.
So, like, she's in the kitchen talking to herself, making all these comments, like, this week has been terrible,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. So she's obviously not happy for them. Sarah's got to feel uncomfortable, you know?
And it all comes down to him making yet another mistake.
Yeah.
And this is a mistake she's made, too. She had children young, and she has been through – this is her third husband.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like she's, like, again, seeing her impulsive son, like she is, getting into
just
another situation.
Just seeing a lot of herself in him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like Eddie said, he's got to be able she's got to let Ryan make his own decisions, mm-hmm. make his own mistakes. And who's to say that this is a mistake? You know, when you know sometimes. And this could really be it for him. And it could not be a mistake like Tamara thinks it is.
Yeah, I find it to be really impulsive myself.
It is impulsive. Mm-hmm. I mean, you met this person on Instagram, and 2 months later you're moving in with him and there are three kids. But at the same time, you're adults now. Mm-hmm. You got to be held responsible for making your own decisions.
Right. I think her reaction was just, I don't think it was, I mean, it was over the top, but that's how she is.
Yeah.
But I think that she had the appropriate reaction to this. Do you think she
overreacted? Well, I think it is very justified to be overwhelmed with that kind of news. Mm-hmm. I mean, she had no idea before. She was just kind of blindsided by this whole thing. But at the same time, I think instead of feeling like it's all happening to her, if it were me, I probably would have tried to be more considerate of how Ryan felt in that moment and how Sarah felt in that moment. But at the same time, they should have communicated better.
Yeah.
Instead of just sweeping under the rug and then just, like, throwing it out there, they should have prepped her. Knowing she's this dramatic person, obviously it's not going to be, oh, great, I can't wait to go to the wedding.
Obviously, she's
going to want some control in this.
They really just held it all back and let it all go at once.
Yeah.
They didn't reveal anything. And, I mean, that's a typical guy. That's her son. Like, he's, like, not the type of guy that's going to call her up. But, I mean, that is a lot to drop on somebody.
Yeah, especially for a mother who, you know, is obviously very attached to him.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I wish them the best. Anything else, or should we get into news and gossip?
News and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV.
I think you've got all the news.
Yeah, just a few things. Last Thursday, the reunion show taped, and Tamara and Lizzie tweeted up a storm and Facebooked and put up a bunch of quotes and all things about how the real truth is coming out and the truth is coming to the surface. And Lizzie posted a tweet asking any advice on how she can be truthful through the reunion. But, I mean, she's not any lies.
Just be truthful?
Yeah. It was all about, like...
any advice for how to tell the truth?
It was all about the truth. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Lizzie has anything to even say at the reunion.
Right. Lizzie's not even really involved in much drama. I don't know. I guess we'll see next week for her birthday party no one comes to.
Oh, yeah. They posted a picture at the end of the reunion, and all the ladies looked good, except Lizzie was not in the shot. However, she was at the reunion, so where is she? That's questionable. I mean, she could
maybe she's taking fireball shots with Christian.
I just find it strange. We've always seen all of them, unless if she stormed off the set, and I can't understand why that would be.
Yeah. I don't know. Guess we'll see.
Weird. Heather's plastic surgery has been a commentary here. We've said that she's claimed she hasn't had any, except maybe some fillers here and there, but none of us.
I'm not sold. Yeah. I'm not sold.
Well, Terry, her husband, gave an interview because he's on that show Botched, of course, and he says she had this little wrinkle, so I asked her, does it bother you? She said, yes, so I started injecting her at 27. But she only does Botox once a year. It lasts forever on her. So we finally know what she's got done, if anybody really cares.
Just the Botox on a wrinkle?
Yeah, apparently.
Still skeptical.
A wrinkle. Okay. I don't feel too bad for you, Heather. A wrinkle.
Me neither.
And lastly, we have not seen her this season. She hasn't returned. Do you miss Gretchen? I mean, have you noticed her absence?
Well, kind of. I mean, we talked a lot before this drama that we've talked about this whole episode started happening that we kind of wish we had something right. to talk about.
Yeah.
So in those times, maybe, yes, but I mean, not really.
Well, it came out a few weeks ago, and we mentioned this, that she feels as though that the show is so toxic and she's so glad to be done. But then in a recent Twitter interview with Wonderwall, I'm wondering, is this just like they tweet you questions and you tweet back? Is
that a
Twitter interview
like a Q&A,
now?
Yeah.
She admitted that Bravo had asked her to return to The Real Housewives of Orange County as a guest. I was asked this season midway to film and declined. But that doesn't necessarily mean that she's done with the series forever. The reality star teased fans by saying, my rule in life is never say never. So, could we see her again? Does anybody care?
Let us know if you care or not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have I actually would be okay with seeing her come back for, like, a few episodes.
Yeah.
Not, like, we don't need to see her holding
an
orange.
Yeah, she doesn't need her own show or anything.
Yeah, no, but, I mean, I would be okay with, like, seeing her interact because she definitely has bad blood with people on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be interesting because I feel like she would hit it off really well with Lizzie. I feel like that dynamic would be good.
Yeah.
So I feel that would cause a lot of tension.
It'll make Lizzie more relevant. And
But I don't think it's going to happen. Plus, she declined. But, you know, who really knows?
The only time will tell.
Yeah, so that's it for our news and gossip. Let's predict, shall we?
We shall.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So we talked a little bit about Vicky and Brooks and where we think they're headed because we're still not really sure because there hasn't been much recent news. I'm going to predict that they don't move in together.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. I feel like because it doesn't seem like they're so together now. I don't know. Do you think they're going to move in together?
I don't know. They're selling that house. She's selling the house. That doesn't really mean anything, but I think that she will because she doesn't like to be alone, and this is someone who's willing to move in with her.
Right.
But I don't think they should.
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm guessing. I'm kind of 50-50 on, I don't know. I'm torn between if I think they should. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just not comment on that one. Never mind. Sorry I brought it up.
I think we need some time. So Lizzie's got a birthday.
I think I need to see how it plays out.
Lizzie's got a birthday. And we already know that Heather can't come. And then looks like Tamara can't make it, so...
So it's just her and Christian in that big limbo. She was like, I've never had a birthday party and no one's come before.
But are your only friends on The Real Housewives of Orange County?
Right, and where's Danielle? I feel like this is her chance.
Exactly. She's got nothing else going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. So. That's strange. I don't know.
I think people will come.
I'm not too concerned.
Yeah.
And then there's Valentine's Day. There's going to be a dinner, and Terry's already there thinking something's going to happen. And it's like, can you like take a night off from going to these things? Can you just let Heather go and go do by the herself. Show?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's Valentine's Day, so.
Yeah, I don't know. And then they're all going to have this sit down. And poor Shannon looked like she was like a raccoon. She like didn't know what to do.
I feel like she just doesn't trust anyone these days.
Right. And
except for Vicky, yeah. I guess.
But Vicky's not really coming to her defense in reality, you know? Yeah. Like, we're only hearing about it. We're not seeing any of this. So it was an interesting show. I think this was another good one. What do you think?
Yeah. This week and last week were my favorites. Highlights of the season so far.
Yeah. All right. So where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates.
And you can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. I'm going to put another Rants video up.
Oh, yeah.
And you can find me hosting over at the Real Housewives of New Jersey. So check that out, too.
Right after this.
Yeah, right now.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.